This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Funk the road up like you. You can't stop. You can't stop. Moving. Keep. Move. Keep.
Switching to gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher and up the notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock. Go round, round.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How is everybody doing on You Can Do It Wednesday? I miss you guys. I always miss you. Y'all know I like to talk. Listen up to Torelli in the Fuse.
We are learning, always turning later. Switching to gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher and up the notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock go round, round.
To all that's just tuning in, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you're listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us, extraordinary folk, doing the damn thing the best way we can. And I know I made a couple hiccups just now. I realized, okay, so my computer, it says it's like a half an hour early, so I gotta keep clicking on my cell phone to make sure that I have the right time. And I clicked and it says 7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was a little discombobulated in the beginning. Nevertheless, today's topic is deep-rooted issues can cause a mess. Release. Now, deep-rooted issues can cause a mess. Release now. So, as I listen back to last week, it seemed like the music was a little louder. I'm getting used to recording on my iMac, and I'm actually working out a couple more things to make sure that the sound is superb. I'm working it out, y'all. Definitely got to work it out. This is my 87th episode. So I'm just working on getting better and better for you guys. So enough of the small talk. Let me repeat the title again, the topic again. Deep-rooted issues can cause a mess. Release now. Now, I'm sure some of you have so many different feelings as to where I'm going with this. I don't know. But Spirit put it on my heart, did my meditation, and this is what came out. I just think these last few shows, I don't know if it's for someone that's listening in particular or just for a whole group of you guys out there. I looked at the stats and, oh my goodness, I'm in, well, the show is being heard in Malaysia and, well, it's India, Japan, Pakistan, Canada, UK. Oh my gosh. I'm just so excited that the vision and the dreams that I have been thinking on, writing out, are starting to come to life. And this is important because this is what I'm working on every episode, getting to you guys, so that you can release the things that's holding you back from working towards your dreams, your visions, and your goals, accomplishing all the things in life that you've always wanted to. But in order to do that, we have to get rid of those deep-rooted issues because they cause a mess. Later on in life, they will seep out through your pores like cigarette smoke. I know I talked about that before. This was advice. Stop smoking, okay? Because you keep coming on my mind about these cigarettes. So whoever out there is listening and smoking cigarettes, it's time to stop. Because I'm not a smoker, so I don't know why I bring this up. So stop smoking cigarettes. And so let me start there. A lot of times people that smoke cigarettes, they smoke because they say it calms their nerves. So what I'm trying to, or what I work on overstanding is, how is it that you're working on calming your nerves with something that can kill you? This is what I'm saying about deep-rooted issues can cause a mess. You picking up a habit of smoking cigarettes to calm your nerves can later on cause to death. I can't put it no other way. That's a whole mess. And it's more of a mess if you have loved ones to care for. So these are the things that we have to start looking at ourselves and asking ourselves, why is it that I have this habit? What is it connected to? What is it that I need to get to the root of? What is the issue that has been embedded in me for years that I feel the need to pick up a habit that's a life or death situation and is a selfish situation? Because if you have loved ones, they're going to go through what you go through from the effects that the cigarettes can have on you. Same thing with everything else. Any vice that you make a habit, anything that you pick up that's not beneficial to you, it's going to affect everybody around you. It's going to affect all of your loved ones, whether you realize it or not. Because however it changes your mentality, it's going to seep off on people that's around you. So if you have deep-rooted issues that stemming all the way from childhood and you've never addressed it, and you go on through life thinking that, oh, I'm good, I got this, you know, that's nothing, you know. You went through a horrible childhood in whatever way you did. You know, some of us have great childhoods. Some of us have horrible childhoods. Some of us just don't even know what kind of childhood we had because we don't feel like it was a childhood, you know. So it's so many different reasons. Everybody doesn't go through life smooth with the greatest childhood. But that's when it starts. They say from the ages of, I thought it was 3, but then I did some more studying. So it's from 4 to 7. And then when you get to those ages of 11 to 13, those time frames from 4 to 7, you're already deciding what life looks like to you. Just from your surroundings, from the people that's in your life. So if you had some type of trauma between those ages and then moving on to, say, 11 to 13, and you never, as you got older, released it in whatever way you need to, whatever therapy, whatever, you know, rather be. For me, I released a lot of stuff through listening to affirmations and meditating. And even before I went to the retreat, listening to meditation music and soothing music before I go to sleep, and affirmations before I go to sleep or when I wake up in the morning, and reading those type of books, you know, encouraging and motivating and inspiring books, watching YouTube videos that raise my vibration. That's how I addressed a lot of my issues. And as I did those things, I started realizing and reflecting, like, wow, I didn't know that that still bothered me or this still bothered me. And we start reacting as we go through life from those things that affected us. And we don't even know why sometimes. We just going through life angry, just angry for no reason. But it is really for a reason. You just don't know the reason because you never stopped to address it. You might have took and put something in the back of your head way back because it was so traumatizing to you, because it was so hurtful and so painful to you that you literally forgot it. And sometimes you can forget things and don't even know it if it's that traumatizing. That's what studies show. Certain things that I've read shows that some people really forget because it's like our intuition, our spirit, have a survival mode, and it kicks in when it knows that something is not serving you, a thought is not serving you. So to protect you, it will kick in and pretty much kind of tuck some things away so that you can move on through life a little bit easier, a little bit more at ease. I'll say it that way. So, and when I say it can cause a mess if you don't address it, you know, you can walk around here in anger, you know, with this anger tucked inside you, and be the nicest person to so many people, but then somebody says something to you and all of a sudden you just blow up out of nowhere. And it's like the person that says something to you is like, they're baffled, like, okay, what did I do? What did I say? I'm confused, you know? They might just be speaking their mind or expressing their feelings or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you just blow up. And that's, they're not used to that. So now, it's like, where did that come from? But you still don't address it. You still don't figure out where did it come from. That's a mess. That's a mess. Because that's how people lose good people in their life. When they don't address their mess. They don't address their deep-rooted issues. And you can be a great person. Be doing great things. But because of your deep-rooted issues and your unwillingness to address it, you lose out. You lose out not just on people, but actually on life. Because you won't be able to enjoy the best things that life has to offer you if you have that blockage in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Certain things, certain opportunities might come your way, or certain people might be willing to give you an opportunity, and you could just have a bad day because of a flashback of a deep-rooted issue. And now they're looking at you in that present moment. And that's not really you. See, I believe I said on one of my shows before, and some might not agree with me, but there are really no bad people out here in the world. What it is bad decisions and people that don't address their issues to overstand who they really are. And so those issues carry over into one bad thing to another. One bad attitude to another affects the different thoughts in their life, which your thoughts become your actions. So if your thoughts are not in the right place, that's how you make bad decisions. That's how you don't discern some of the things that's not so great for you or the things that are great for you. That's how you miss out on opportunity, and that's how you miss out on good people being in your life. You know? I've came across so many people in my life throughout all of these years that have shared stories with me about their past and about, you know, rather be their childhood, rather be their adulthood, relationships and the heartbreak, the disappointment. And those people, as they were sharing, you know, I would share with them, you know, listen, I went through heartbreaks and disappointments, and, you know, I thought that I was fine for years. I thought that it didn't have any effect on me for years because I'm a good camouflager, or what is that? I can't think of that other thing somebody used to call me. But anyway, chameleon. I say that. Somebody used to call me a chameleon because I had so many different versions of me in a good way. I know how to switch up for so many different things. And this was a business partner of mine years ago that would say, you are a chameleon. I'm just going to call you living the chameleon. That was in my entertainment days. So because of the fact that I was able to, whatever atmosphere I was in and group of people, I can switch up to fit that mold at that present time, you know? And while that was a good thing, you know, some of those groups of people might not have been good for me. And so therefore, sometimes when you're around different groups of people and things happen while you're with those different groups of people that might not be so great for you, and you never address it, rather be addressing it to the group of people and or maybe individuals in a group, you know, the things that they might have said or they might have did to you. So, for example, if, you know, I've talked in the past or when I was in the entertainment business, I've had songs stolen from me or different things of that aspect. Connects where people went behind my back and tried to cut their side deals and things of that nature. And, you know, it makes you a little leery when you get to the next group of people, because now you might be thinking like, okay, I pulled somebody that I really trusted. I pulled somebody that I had a lot of respect and love for into a situation that could have been good for all of us. And they were just that greedy, that money hungry, that they respected the money more than they respected me. They honored the money more than they honored our friendship. So this is what I'm saying about deep-rooted issues, you know? Because what happens is, thank God that I am a forgiving person. And I have been a forgiving person in the past. But back then, oh my gosh, I can hold a grudge like nobody's business. You can be my best friend, and if you do something shiesty like that to me, you're non-existent. You're non-existent to me. You know, I can literally walk in a room and act like you're invisible. That's how deep it was. That's how I was back then, you know. Now, because I addressed those deep-rooted issues, those hurt, the pain, the disappointment that I felt from people that I felt dishonored our friendship, now I'm cleared from all of that. So I know how to separate the people from the action. Meaning, I know that when people commit those types of action, it's because of a lack that they feel in their life, a void that they might feel in their life. Maybe the lack of money, maybe the lack of prestige, maybe the lack of attention. So it's really not a personal thing. And this is why I always tell y'all, don't take people personal. Everybody has their own issues and it comes out in their actions. This is what I'm saying. It can be a mess. It could cause a mess if you don't release. And a lot of those people were good people or are good people. I mean, they're still alive, but it affected me in a way that at that time that I just got ghost, you know? And when people create mess out of their issues, the deep part about it is they don't think it's nothing wrong. They like, what's wrong with you? You know, my bad, or, you know, it's not that serious. That's what they think. But in actuality, when you start to clean yourself, you start to pay attention to the things that annoy you, the things that stir something up in your spirit to cause you to come out of character. When you start to pay attention to that stuff and you decide that I'm going to address this, I'm going to get to the root of this issue and I'm going to get it out of my system in whichever way I can. You know, for me, going to the retreat, and to those who haven't listened, I, you know, finished the program. I'm led to move on spiritually to a whole nother chapter in my life. I'll say it that way, which I am working on, and I will share with you once I can. I'll say it that way. So I was saying last week that because I felt it was so important for me to get to the root of my issues, get rid of my baggage that was still lingering in my life, in my spirit, in my soul, causing me to act in certain ways. And to others, it might not be bad because I'm not a mean-spirited person. So it wasn't really that I was acting out to others, but just repeating the same cycles over and over again and wondering why. Why am I repeating these cycles? Why is it that this time of the year, this happens to me, or I gotta do this, or, you know, why? And I decided that where I lived and the furniture that was in the home was not so important, that it was important that I find a place that I can go and I can release and I can figure out who am I in this time, space, and reality now in this life. You know, what is it that I am supposed to be doing? What is my true purpose? I'm so gifted and so talented, like talents just fall out of me. Like, I don't know. just comes, you know. I can dream it and then all of a sudden I could do it out of nowhere. It's amazing. And I'm grateful to God that he blessed me in this way. But in order for all of those things to be able to manifest in an excellent way and in a perfect way where it could benefit others, I have to first clean me. I have to first get to the root of my issues. So as I'm talking to you, the things that I share come out in a productive way. Come out through your ears in a comforting way, encouraging and motivating way, so that when you finish listening to the show, whichever show, you leave the show better than you came when you first put the earphones on or first put the speaker on your phone, computer, whatever. That my words are valuable. My words have compassion and understanding, and my words are not judgmental. My words speak to you in a way that you can relate to and find that issue that I'm talking about. That my words comfort you enough to have the confidence to go get help, to see how you can get to the root of the problem, see how you can even have the courage to face it, rather is facing a person and standing up to a person. Rather is you just looking in the mirror at yourself and giving yourself affirmations and saying, I am beautiful. Saying no more. Saying you are worth it. You are valuable. You know, enough is enough. Saying I am enough. Encouraging yourself. Lighting a fire under your own feet to go do the damn thing. You don't have the right support, the right cheerleaders around you. Giving yourself the confidence to just go out there and just live life the way you are purposed to live it. Without worrying about what people think, what people say, the judgmental opinions of others, but doing what you need to do for you to become the best you. That's what it's all about. This is what I'm talking about when I say release now. A lot of it is from unforgiveness. A lot of times, the deep-rooted issue is just one simple fix. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive, forgive. Rather is forgive yourself, forgive your parents, forgive the person you broke up with, forgive your old boss, forgive. Forgive whoever violated you in whichever type of way. Forgive, release, let go. You have to practice that daily till you get to the point that life is good no matter what. And when you come across people that have anger in them, that's judgmental, that's controlling, you understand that this is not the person, but this is the cause of some deep-rooted issues in the person. But you give that person a chance enough to see if they're willing to work on their deep-rooted issues. If they're not, if they're defensive, if they continue to say, oh, I'm not a drunk, I'm not a drug addict, I'm not addicted to smoking cigarettes, I'm not angry, I'm not, if they say everything that they're displaying that they're not, then maybe you need to move on. Or maybe you just need to give them their space if it's a loved one. Just give them their space and let them know, like, you're not going to allow them to put that energy on you. And that's what you have to make loud and clear. That's where I am in life. I've worked too hard on myself to get me to where I need to be. I feel good about life. I feel good about me. I feel good about my future. And at the moment that someone says something, rather be, you know, out of order, out of tone, whatever, I'm going to address it. And if the person can't handle how I address it, then I know that that's a person that I might need to stay away from. Or I might need to deal with them in a different type of way, you know? Because when you go through life, no one wants to tiptoe around anybody. Nobody wants to walk on eggshells because they feel like if I say this or if I do this, this person is going to flip their lid. Who wants to live like that? Nobody, you know? So at different points in your life, we need to do self-checks on us individually and ask ourselves, okay, today, this week, this month, this year, let me recall my relationships with all my loved ones. Let me think about it for a minute. Have I pissed somebody off, or have I angered somebody, or have I been disloyal or did something that disappointed someone? Have I done anything that's not beneficial to me or my loved ones? Ask yourself that. But when you ask yourself that, make sure that you are honest with you. See, we walk around here and we say we want honest people in our lives. We want loyal people in our lives. But are you honest and loyal to yourself? How can you want somebody that's honest and loyal to you when you are not even honest and loyal to yourself? When you say you want somebody to love you, but you don't love yourself. You walking around here devaluing yourself, you know, letting people treat you any kind of way, but you want somebody to love you, but you don't love yourself. You need to figure out, what does it mean to love yourself? Then you can start attracting people to love you for you. This is what it's all about, y'all. Get rid of these deep-rooted issues. Work on it. Some might take longer than others. Even if it takes years, at least start working towards it. Identify the root and get the courage. Understand that is for your benefit. It is detrimental to your life, to your loved one's life, that you be honest with you and work on it. Work on it. So many people that I've came across through life that went through a lot, and I've went through a lot, but it's some of the things that they went through, I didn't, even though probably 99.9% I went through. But nevertheless, because I was open to share with them, it allowed them to be open to share and hear themselves. So it's not about me getting people when I'm dealing with my visionary dreamers. It's not about me getting them to just share their stories and then I walk away. No, it's about sometimes you need that outside person to just hear you, to just hear your story, and then to not tell you about your story, but say to you, did you hear yourself? That's what I do a lot. When I'm dealing with my visionary dreamers, my clients, and they have something going on, I ask them, did you hear what you just said? Especially if they asking me a question as to what to do. I tell them, okay, well, you just gave yourself the answer. Because most of the time, we'll say the answer when we're talking. And it might not be the right answer. It might just be connected to the deep-rooted issue that you haven't let go of yet. The deep-rooted thoughts that you haven't let go of yet. So in that case, it's like, hear yourself and hear your thoughts. Does that make sense? Is that thought serving you in a good way? The way you think about people, about life? Is it serving you? Because we can't control people. We can't control nobody but ourselves. I tell y'all that all the time. Once we overstand that we only have control over ourselves, and that we are not to take people personal, and we need to learn how to separate people from their actions, but overstand that if their actions are not benefiting us, that you maybe need to figure out a way as to how you want to deal with that person or that situation, you know? So I believe that I got to the root of this issue. And I just really want all of us to be free. That is the purpose of this show. And it's about us, discovering who you are, so that you can walk in the fullness of life for you, whatever way that might look like to you. I want us all to be able to walk in the fullness of life before our time is up. Never keep saying tomorrow, I'm going to fix it tomorrow. Stop doing that. It's not a promise. Live in the present. Do what you can do for you in the present to become a better you. So with all that being said, first, I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in. I don't know how y'all find the show, but I thank y'all for coming back time and time again. Trust me, it encourages me to keep it moving forward all the time. And I love it. And I love you guys. So go out there, do the damn thing the best way you can. Get to the root of your issues and release. Let go and move on. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from the world, from yourself, from some real bullshit. And this is Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk doing the damn thing the best way we can. I love you guys. Peace. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit chroniclesofliving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.